The Three Laws of Power. Let me acknowledge here, it's always risky to assert there are X number of laws about anything. One author has written a book with 48 laws of power. In an earlier draft of this book, I had a dozen. There is no magic number, and that's fine. This book is meant to be an argument about how power works in civic life and a guide for exercising it. It is not meant to be a catalog or encyclopedia of all theoretical aspects of power. But my argument that we are in an age of citizen power, that greater fluency in power is both possible and necessary, and fundamentally that you are more powerful than you think, leads me to focus on a few great patterns I've encountered in my work and in our history. Those patterns recur with enough force and regularity that I'll call them laws. Here they are. First, power concentrates. That is, it feeds on itself and compounds, as does powerlessness. Second, power justifies itself. People invent stories to legitimize the power they have, or lack. Third, power is infinite. There is no inherent limit on the amount of power people can create. Together, these three laws create a cycle of monopoly and monopoly busting, a power cycle that is at the very heart of politics and political history. Laws 1 and 2 mean that all societies, left to themselves, gravitate toward a state of hoarded, monopolized, dramatically unequal power. But Law 3 tells us power is not zero-sum. New power can be created from thin air, which means you can always bypass, displace, or upend a prior state of monopoly. Law 3 can save us from Laws 1 and 2, if we remember it and know what to do with it. That's how the cycle turns, when it does. But the tendency in civic life is to get stuck after Law 2 kicks in, which allows incumbent holders of power to perpetuate and extend their dominance. It's important again to underscore in all three laws the underlying reality that power is a gift. We give it. We nourish these cycles. We yield our own inherent power and direct it to others. The question is whether we become aware enough of that to decide when and whether to redirect our power.